Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how surprised are you by today's Alex Smith news?
Like negative one?
That's kind of what we've been saying, too. I mean, the cap hit and durability questions and the age, none of it was going to add up. What do you think happens next for Washington and for Alex?
Well, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if Alex finds a place that, you know, I know he wants to play. So I don't know if it's a place that's got a rookie and he's not quite ready. Or if it's a place where he is content being a backup, I don't know. But we shall see. For Washington, I mean, I think that the expectation all along has been that they will probably wind up drafting somebody and acquiring another veteran quarterback as well, whether it's through trade, whether it's through free agency. They had a start with reconfiguring their quarterback position by taking care of Tyler Heinicke. And now we'll see who else they get, whether it's, you know, finding somebody through trade or, but I would be shocked if they came out of the draft without having used an early pick on a quarterback.
Is that early pick going to be contingent upon them getting somebody in free agency, or they're going to draft somebody anyway, you think?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on who you get. If you get a guy who is still, you know, got a lot of years left in the tank, then maybe you don't have to spend a first or second round pick on a guy. But say you get somebody that's kind of on like a 1 or 2 year rental, I'd still look at one of the top quarterbacks in the draft and find a way to get one of those guys. And even if he sits for 1 year and develops, but I mean, you just never know. You go in there, you have competition, and see where it goes from there. But you've got to address this multiple ways, not just thinking, okay, hey, we can just put a Band-Aid on this thing. You need your immediate future and your long-term future taken care of.
So, Mike, do you think, when you say an early pick, do you think there's a possibility they trade up, or are they going to hold at 19 and hope they find somebody? What do you think that means, particularly in that first round?
No, as far as early pick, I just mean like whether it's first round, second round.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, as far as that goes, I don't know if they are desperate enough to want to trade up because I think that they know that they need a lot of things and need as many of your draft picks as possible. Again, if you can get a veteran guy, whether it's a trade for, you know, maybe, you know, it's a Mariota. I know that there's talk that this talk's cooled off, but you know, once you get closer to the draft, maybe that. So maybe if you get a veteran guy, you don't have to reach on a young quarterback, and you can use a first round pick on something else, and then get a second round pick that you can develop at quarterback. I just think that they're going to be smart with this thing. They're not going to overreach, but they're going to try to take care of those short and long term.